It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
I've talked about my addiction to phone sex that I had when I was in college on this show before. And I almost forced me out of college. I almost had to drop out because these chat lines. But I never thought about going the other way. I never thought about capitalizing on it and then making the money and letting other people pay me. Mm-hmm. So that's why, what's the movie called here? For a Good Time Call. Story of My Life, Mocha.
We welcome to the Kiss 92.5 studios this morning. Ari, Lauren, and Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Oh, see, there you go. Now, whose idea was this array? Who had this in college? That's you, right?
I did have a phone sex line out of my college dorm room. Yes. It was 1-866-FSU-TITS.
It went to FSU.
Wow.
It was pretty brilliant.
Very easy to remember.
Very easy to remember. Now, when you make this movie, because it is a brilliant story, but is the art of phone sex sort of lost on this, you know, generation?
No.
Everything seems to me that it was like like the story would be updated where you were suddenly a webcam girl, you know?
I think it's pretty classic, and I think you called last night. No.
Hey, listen.
Is that true? Did you really have an addiction in high school, college, or whatever it was?
It wasn't to phone sex. It was to chat lines.
Which would then lead to whatever.
You know what I mean?
Chat lines like online?
No, on telephone. Over the telephone.
Find whatever, please.
Jesus, Murphy.
They really want to know, Ron.
Okay. You're in a hole that you've dug.
Okay,
so.
this is how it used to work. I used to sit in my college dorm. This is where it started and why I almost flunked out of college.
Me too.
I was probably calling you. So you would just dial in and they was under the umbrella of like a dating sort of line where all these women and all these men are on the phone at the same time. And then you just connect with somebody
Isn't
live.
This like from the 1950s?
What are you talking about? With that mouth
about.
Of yours. This is, when were you in college?
I don't know, but you're dating yourself.
Oh,
this was in the year 2000.
This was in the year 1993.
Katie, the fascinating thing, if I may blow up Katie's spot, is that also Katie was a virgin while she was running the line, and so she didn't know certain terms, and Google was just coming out.
Yeah, it wasn't the only thing that was coming out. No, I had to Google things. I didn't know whether things should hurt or feel good, so it was at work. It was ambitious.
How long did you keep this a secret?
Well, not long from my sweet mate. She heard a lot of things going on, and there was no boys coming in or out of the room.
Yeah.
So, yeah, later my parents found out, and it was just a good fodder for this really sweet story about two girls becoming friends, actually.
You guys haven't seen the movie yet.
No.
Well, it's really about
Maury
friendship.
Maury saw it. But I don't doubt that, because the movie looks sweet. Even though it's sort of based around...
It's very sweet. It's phone sex and a pretty pink bow.
Right.
Just like you like it.
Now, were there conversations, was there research involved in this? You both know how to be somebody's friend. That's one part of the movie, done, check.
Some people may disagree.
Do you have to get along to do a movie like this where you have to play such good friends?
Well, we were lucky that we did. Ari came on board like 7 months before we started shooting, also as an executive producer, so we had lots of time to fall in real friend love, not just movie friend love.
Right.
It's true.
Now, you're married to Seth Rogen, right?
I am. It's true.
Okay, so when you are married, does he have to be in a movie with you? You know what I mean?
Like, he said it was the only way he would let me out of the house.
Okay.
That he would otherwise, he keeps me locked up, and he was like, but if I'm not in the movie, you're staying locked in your cell. So, he wants to have a career, so he's leaning on this one.
I guess.
You know, I got to have a three-way with Lauren and Seth, a phone three-way, which I feel like is
just for the record, you are right now bent over in the studio. Like, I've never seen somebody do an interview like this. Your V-neck shirt is so low, and you're bent over, like right over, breathing into the microphone.
I'm leaning because I'm exhausted.
That's not leaning.
And I'm wearing a scoop neck. Your comes up high.
Your partners are being very professional with their posture.
She's sensitive. She's the pretty one, and she's sensitive.
Now you've walked. She's walked 10 feet away from the microphone. She's staring at the window now. Come back into the conversation. I'm sorry.
When filming a movie like this,
stand very professionally from here on out.
When you guys are filming a movie like this and you have to do those scenes when you are on the phone, how did you keep from breaking character? How did you keep from laughing, and how much of it was taken away from the script where you were just freestyling it?
Well, we actually shot the movie in 16 days, which was a pretty, it's a pretty crazy, tight, like we like it, schedule. And,
I was tired. I was just hanging out comfortably. This one over here, because she has brown hair. Oh, she's got creamy skin and dark hair. She's so sweet.
But I'm a virgin, so this is all I'm acting.
Virgin.
Yeah. No, I'm the virgin.
Wow.
I think this has been the most awesome interview we've ever had on the Roz and Mocha Show.
I love all three of you equally, but I think that it's old. I think that, like...
But if you had to pick one. Don't pick.
He wants all three together. I see it in his eyes.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what's going on here.
Turn the lights down, Mark.
One for every guy.
You guys are awesome. The movie is called For a Good Time. Call. And who's it? Justin Long is in this, right?
Justin Long
is the best.
He plays our gay best friend.
Perfect. That's like Maury. Maury's our gay best friend.
Oh, great.
Well, you guys are the same.
We didn't even tell.
Again, For a Good Time, call in theaters August 31st. Ladies, thank you so much for hanging out on the Roz and Mocha Show. Kiss 92.5.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's #1 hit music station, KISS 92.5.